Welcome to the SearchSystemsChannel.com podcast. This is Nicole Harding, Associate Site Editor. Today's guest is Sander van Voet, an author and expert specializing in Linux high availability, virtualization, and performance. Sander will answer a few questions about pacemaker and heartbeat clustering. Thanks for joining us, Sander.
Thank you, Nicole.
What requirements are there for services to be managed by pacemaker?
Basically, nothing. You can offer any service that runs on Linux in a high availability cluster. The only requirement is that it has a normal startup script that complies to a normal Linux boot procedure. So basically, if you can run it on Linux, you can run it in pacemaker high availability as well. Some services do have an OCF script, which is a specialized script that is written for the cluster environment. And if these scripts are available, you will see them from pacemaker. And if that is the case, you can choose between the OCF script and a normal startup script. But I would recommend always to use the OCF script in that case. So one of the advantages of an OCF script is that it allows you to do resource monitoring, which means that you don't just monitor the server on which the service is currently activated, but you monitor the service itself, and you will actually see when the service fails and the server still continues to run. And that's a benefit only offered by OCF scripts. So Well, if there's an OCF script, go use it. But basically, there are no real requirements for anything to be managed by pacemaker.
Great. So what are the key advantages and disadvantages of using pacemaker?
Well, I think there's one disadvantage only, and that is that it is something new for most administrators. So you need to learn how to work with it. So it takes you time to get familiar with the product. On the other hand, there are many advantages. One of the most important is that you can use pacemaker in an existing network environment. So there's no really complex setup required. And in most cases, only if you do a minimal investment in hardware resources, that will allow you to run pacemaker just fine. And that means that you get good protection for very low cost. And the major advantage is that pacemaker helps you offering better services to your customers or end users, because it makes sure that your services will become highly available. And in case one of those services fails, pacemaker will start it up automatically without any intervention. And that's a major advantage, in my opinion.
Is pacemaker the same as Heartbeat?
Well, you can consider pacemaker the next generation of Heartbeat clustering. In 2008, the core of the Heartbeat clustering solution has been completely rewritten. And this rewritten core was renamed pacemaker. Yes, it is Heartbeat, but in a new major revision. You will also see that Heartbeat management tools have had a major revision as well, but there are similarities. For instance, the procedure of adding resources to the cluster is still exactly the same, and all Heartbeat management tools have been ported to pacemaker as well. That means that if you already know Heartbeat, you will have no problem whatsoever to work with pacemaker. And also the way resources are monitored on the network, there have been no changes with that. So that won't cause you any problems as well.
Does pacemaker work on other operating systems other than Linux?
Well, it works on some Unix versions, but it's definitely software that comes from the Linux world. So I would recommend using it on Linux only. It may work on your Solaris installation, but there's no guarantees. And as far as I'm aware, there's no support. So better don't do that.
Is pacemaker free?
Yes, it's free. That is, you can download the software, for instance, for OpenSUSE and install it on there. I mention OpenSUSE because pacemaker has been developed by SUSE Linux engineers. So SUSE is one of the best supported distributions. If, however, you download the free version, there's no enterprise level support. And if you need that, you better buy a subscription to the software. And the best solution to do that is to purchase SUSE Linux Enterprise Server 11 with the high availability extension pack, which contains the pacemaker software.
Sander van Voet, author and expert in Linux high availability, virtualization, and performance, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Nicole.
And thank you for listening to this FAQ podcast from SearchSystemsChannel.com.